Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Our evening show here on KCNR. You know what? It's a beautiful day, our fall beautiful day. I have gratitude in my heart. I'm so happy to have Liam at the helm tonight.
Oh, yes.
My fellow artist, musician, entrepreneur. I would say cuddle bug, but you're not a cuddle bug. Bug in the rug. Ooh, want to pinch your cheeks because you're so cute.
Thank you. Thank
you. You came in tonight because we've got a lot of things going on. We have a tribute tonight. Later in the program, we're going to do a tribute to one of our dearest musicians, a true genius of a man, a wonderful fellow musician in some of my projects, Bernie Baker, our late and great Bernie Baker. May he rest in peace. So we're going to be doing a little tribute to him. We have Seth McGaha on. We're going to be talking about, and he's going to be talking about the Garden of Lights. We have all these wonderful things happening in the North State. So thrilled. We're going to be giving tickets away, which are good for any night of the Garden of Lights that kicks off. I believe the date is November 18th. But currently, in the moment, right now with me is Lizzie Stokeson, or is it Stockson?
Stockson.
Stockson. And welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And what's special about this lady is that when she came in to do this interview tonight, if you have seen Cascade Christmas, do you hear that? Yes, I've seen Cascade Christmas. Lizzie has played Mrs. Claus for 5 seasons. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing her in her, like, run-around face, run-around clothes. Yes. And so we have got a lot to talk about to discover with Lizzie tonight. So first of all, just want to say that you've been brilliant in the role that you've played.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor to play it and one that has meant a lot to me over the years.
And which kind of segues into where we're going to go with this interview. Cascade Christmas is back.
Yes, it is.
And first of all, I just want to congratulate you because you're really an incredible singer.
Thank you.
And you really hold your space on stage. You're very centered and just very solid in your role, or have been in the 5 seasons that I've seen you. And I've been to every Cascade Christmas. So congratulations on that. I just want you to know first off and foremost.
Thank you.
That you're really brilliant.
Well, that means very, very much coming from you, Linda. Thank you.
And so what I discovered, which is really exciting, is that you have written the new Cascade Christmas 2022, what is it called again? What's it going to be called this year?
There's no official title for it. It's just the traditional Reading's Cascade Christmas, Reading's holiday tradition. So there's no specific title for the script, but yes, I did write it this year.
And so if anybody could have a handle on it, you've been in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of know what you're dealing with the space, with the kids, with the feeling, with the spirit. That you, which I love, is one of the actors, decided I'm going to write the script this year. So tell us what we're going to be seeing.
So the premise for the show this year is that the North Pole has opened up for tours for the first time. And so we meet a tour group who decides that they're going to travel up to the North Pole because they want to see Santa's workshop. And they are guided by a tour guide named Leo, who is enthusiastic about all things holiday. He's happy, loves life, loves holidays. When they get to the North Pole, they are met by kind of like a like a workshop elf ambassador who's going to help them through the workshop. And his name is Jasper, and he's the opposite of Leo. He does not love holidays. He does not love the North Pole. He doesn't feel like he's at home there. So throughout the course of the show, we kind of learn more about him and the dynamic between him and his life there at the North Pole, and a little bit about ourselves as well.
Fantastic. So were you involved with, when you wrote the show, how about the music? What's happening with the music?
So there is a lot of music in the show this year, and I selected it, and I'm really excited about it. There's a wide variety of styles in the show this year, which I had a lot of fun choosing. So we've got pop music, we've got jazz, we've got some country, we've got a little bit of everything. So something to please every palate.
When you were thinking of the storyline, creating the storyline, did you have in, did you write some of the storyline based around a piece of music that you said this has got to be in this Cascade Christmas?
Ooh, that's a good question. No, I don't think I centered the story around any specific music, but I absolutely, as I was going through and kind of coming up with plot points, I definitely chose things that I have always wanted to hear in the show. There's a lot of traditional music in the show this year. One of my favorites so far is probably O Holy Night.
Oh. Yes.
That will be featured in the show this
year.
Good. So some really nice classics, and some songs that maybe are being presented in a way that haven't been heard before.
Are you in the show this year?
No, I am not.
Wow. Okay. So Mrs. Claus takes a step back, writes the show. Lizzie Stockson writes the show, chooses the music. How was it in the casting of this show?
Well, we have an amazing cast, and I had so much fun deciding who was going to play these parts. Many of the people in the cast are people that I know very well and have worked with many times. Some of them are my students. Some of them are my friends. Some of them were brand new to Cascade Christmas this year, which was really exciting. So I had a lot of fun deciding who was going to say what and who's going to be what character and what song they're going to sing. And I really think that this year's show plays very well to everybody's strengths.
That's fantastic. When you say students, share with our listening audience what that means.
I am a music teacher in Reading. I work in a private studio, and I teach voice and piano and drama classes and choir and all kinds of fun performing arts-based things.
That's great. I want to take one of your classes.
Okay.
Do you do master classes? Do you do like a class on a Saturday that would be a 4 or 5 hour, just like a brush up or like an overall? Because I think that would be fantastic.
I don't currently offer any of that at this moment, but I have in the past done like audition workshops and things like that. Most of my work is centered around kids. But I have done some adult things as well, and it's
right.
A lot of fun.
Fantastic, because I would really like to know what you teach in your audition, when you teach auditioning, what you teach to kids. I really am curious about that, because I know that music saved my life,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I had my music teachers were my mentors.
Yeah.
One of them was a complete musical director, but music through junior high, when girls are starting to develop and change. I'm so glad that I had, you know, madrigals and musicals and things like that that really helped me stay in a lane. And so I really thank you for what you're doing, because mentorship is such a powerful thing as life goes on. Now, Liam, did you know that Lizzie, have you ever been to a Cascade Christmas?
I haven't, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, this year, we're opening. Liam is 18 years young, and Liam is 19 now. And
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, and is just an incredible musician who writes and records. And I'm not sure how long we'll have him, because he's just super, super talented.
Thank you.
So we talk music and we talk the arts. You were here before we kicked off tonight, so you know what I'm talking about. All right. So when does the Cascade Christmas start? and open, and let's tell everybody to go to cascadetheater.org because you have a little bit different tickets or a price point for kids are less expensive. I mean, this is great.
We've made some really nice changes this year that I think everybody's going to be very excited about. So the show opens Thursday, December 1st. There are only 4 performances this year, the 1st through the 4th. And we have catered it to really, really go around the community events that are happening at the time. So we have an evening show Thursday the 1st at 7:30 and Friday at 7:30. Saturday we have a 12 p.m. matinee so that people can make sure they get home and they get parked for the parade that night. And then we have a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday the 4th. And after the matinees, we are having photos with Santa. Very nice tradition that everyone always loves to partake in. The price points for tickets this year are less expensive, which is wonderful. The adult tickets are $25. We have a student ticket price for $12 and a children's ticket for $6.
When did you decide that you were going to do a more limited run?
That was decided by the production team, and it was really a choice, I think, put in place to honor the time of the people involved in the show and make sure that in this time of year when it's really important to spend time at home with your family, that the cast gets to do that as well.
That's fantastic. All right, well, guess what? We are going to give away 2 tickets.
Ooh.
Yes, we're going to give away 2 tickets right now, and these are valid, again, December 1st through the 4th. And we'll see who's listening and wants to go to the Cascade Christmas because and this has come with, okay, guess what as this unfolds? With this ticket, you get a free large popcorn and a gift from Santa and a free soda or water.
Ooh.
So my goodness, I'm giving away the full package. I'm giving 2 away.
I love it.
Here on the air because we're live. I really want butts to fill the seats. We went through some dry times when it came to COVID and all those things. And so everybody's out now feeling their hearts, singing their hearts out. So give us a call at 605-4567. Those of you who are listening, I would really know that you're in town. Don't just call because it's free. I want you to be able to go because these are magic. This is a magic little package that Lizzie's come in tonight. Lizzie Stockson, who has written the Cascade Christmas, which if you've not seen the Cascade, if you've seen the Cascade Christmas, she has been the incredible Mrs. Claus for 5 years. So you know who I'm talking about. Killer singer, great performer. So now you fill in your resume with author, writer of, written by, these are 2 tickets, you guys, so this is a full-on thing. Now, you can always buy 2 more tickets and then you can share your large popcorn.
Absolutely.
And, because that's what we want to do. I mean, it's always fun to bring another couple or kids. I've always brought my parents and given those, tickets away for friends too. So, Judy, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
All right, Judy. Now, have you, how many times have you been to Cascade Christmas?
3 times, or no, 2 times, actually.
Okay, 2 times. And do you remember Mrs. Claus?
I don't, I'm excited to see her.
That's okay. Our Mrs. Claus this year is Chris Carpenter, and she is amazing, and she's joined by the wonderful Cal Hunter as Santa.
Yeah.
Cast is incredible. Oh. You'll love it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Well, I'm very excited.
Well, congratulations, and come by the station, 1326 Market Street.
Okay.
And, enjoy the performance, and Merry Christmas from Lizzie and the Cascade Theater and everybody that's involved in the cast as well as the family here at KCNR.
Well, Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Liam's going to be taking your phone number, so we have that with this package. So in case you forget, we're going to call you and say, come get your tickets. Thanks a lot. Lizzie, thanks for joining us tonight. That's so fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me, Linda.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, always, always in North State now. Linda Bott here. Stay tuned as we talk with Seth Riggs and Garden of Lights, another fantastic thing happening in the Reading area. We'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
California is headed in the wrong direction. Let's make sure we have representatives who fight for us. Assemblyman James Gallagher is that type of representative. When fires destroyed local homes and towns, James Gallagher forced Sacramento to act and got us the needed resources to rebuild. When the Oroville Dam failed, James Gallagher fought the bureaucrats to get the dam fixed and help those that were affected. James Gallagher has always been a fighter for us.
This is James Gallagher. Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies don't listen to us, don't understand our values, and don't care about our part of California. I took Newsom to court to stop his unconstitutional power grab, and I'm fighting the bad ideas, excessive taxes, and high gas prices that are harming our state. With your support, I'll keep fighting for you.
Paid for by James Gallagher for State Assembly 2022.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, and welcome to North State Now with Linda Bott. How are you? What a fabulous, fabulous day we're having. We're so excited to be here tonight. I'm going to go right into it because I'm a huge fan. We've got Seth Magaha here, who is a director of marketing for Turtle Bay. And what's the big news? Yes, in just a few days, the launch of the third season of Garden of Lights. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's just go into some numbers here. It starts November 8th and goes to, what did I just say?
It's okay. November 18th.
November 18th. Thank you.
Through January 8th.
There we go. Through January 8th.
Yes.
And let's talk a little bit about statistics and numbers and those kinds of things and how people get tickets.
Yep. So tickets are available right now at turtlebay.org. So if you go to that website, you'll see a big banner that says, you know, buy tickets here. All the information about the show is there. You know, we spend a lot of time making sure we communicate all those details. But the tickets are $22 for adults, $15 for children, and active military and veterans and seniors. And then kids ages 0 to 4 are free. And then if you're a Turtle Bay member, it's $5 off each ticket. So it's a really great deal, whether you're a member or not, but it's especially a good deal if you're a member.
So how many, there's a staggering amount of lights.
Yep. So we have over 1 million lights. Each year we've added a little bit to different sections. You know, we need to do a new count to get that exact amount, but each year we've added to that million light count. Yep.
And you have, share with our listeners on tonight's program, what new additions are in this year.
Yeah, so we're making some improvements to the food and beverage area when you first walk in. More fire pits and some new food, some new drinks. So when you enter in, that you're really getting into that festive festival feel. So a lot of the paths have been improved, so we want to make sure that all the paths are accessible, whether you're walking or in a wheelchair. That's really important to Turtle Bay, in the museum, in the forest camp, and we just translate that over to this event. Accessibility is a top priority. And then we have a new children's area that's by the big meadow that's kind of halfway through the show that features some little houses for kids to crawl through, a great photo op area, and some more hot chocolate areas, some more effects in the trees over there. And then we're adding more snow machines. So last year we added snow. It was really popular in the polar ice area by the igloo. So we're just expanding that really awesome photo op area with just snow all around you. It's like a blizzard. So that's another improvement. We're adding just new displays throughout the show. And then we're also the reindeer that we
have. I was just going to say the reindeer.
Yeah. Santa's reindeer will be there every night of the show is what we're planning. Last year we had him in select dates, and it was so popular that we're like, you know, let's keep the reindeer every night. So,
oh, man.
So, and there's a big educational component to that.
Absolutely. And is there a reindeer handler?
There is. Well, our animal staff,
right,
who work year-round in the animal department at Turtle Bay, are doing the same thing. So they're talking about the different survival tactics, different diets, all the things that about reindeers that, you know, everyone knows about reindeer associated with the holiday, but seeing the actual reindeer and learning how they survive, all those different things, it's really cool. A lot of kids really, and families love
it. And you've got to feel good in the fact that this is not just kind of like somebody slamming a reindeer in the back of the truck and bringing him down. You know, you really are taking care of this live critter, because if you've ever been to a Turtle Bay animal show, they're fascinating and they're so educational.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Our animal staff, you know, is one of the key components of Turtle Bay.
Shout out to Sharon Clay.
Sharon Clay and her staff. So it's really cool to incorporate that and add that animal component to the Garden of Lights. It's a pretty special thing.
Of course. And then the food and the whole excitement. And we love to, hear, you know, people talk about their experiences. And like we said, people have gotten engaged. They have memorable family, photographs taken in various areas where it seems like you've got these little enclaves or little areas cut out where people line up so that they can have their, some people, I saw one guy get down on his knee to propose in this wonderful moment. And I thought it was just so great, you know, Christmas, pictures for sure for people. And I love the fact that you've elongated, the day. So how many more days did you add on this particular year?
We're opening a few days earlier. You know, it's opening before Thanksgiving. And tickets have already sold really well for that, those dates. So we know that that's popular. And then we added dates in January. So there's about, I think, seven extra nights this year. We're really curious to see how many people come out in January. We saw other light displays throughout the country stay open through January. I think it's cool that we can offer that to families that maybe can't be in there in November or December for whatever reason. And so we're really interested to see how those dates go.
And we're going to talk a little bit about numbers here, where you had mentioned earlier in the morning program about how many tourists come for this particular event.
Right. Yeah, so it's about 60-40. So 60% are in Shasta County. They're Shasta County residents. 40% are from out of our county. So we look at different zip codes, and we're seeing things from Seattle, things from the Bay Area, all the way down to San Diego, with great hotels in the area, not just the Sheraton on site, but other great hotels that have contributed to this. You know, there's a lot of great options for people traveling. We know that people, travel specifically for holiday events. So this really is fulfilling the original dream of the Garden of Lights, boosting tourism, bringing dollars into Reading, and reshaping the idea of what Reading is to the outside and on the inside. I think a lot of people, are seeing this as just like, this is the Reading that everyone wants to experience.
Right.
This is the Reading that, a lot of people have worked towards and dreamed of having a world-class display, next to the Sundial Bridge, next to the museum. And so Turtle Bay is honored to have that opportunity to elevate Reading in the way that it can, providing a service and an experience unlike anything else. There are other light displays, obviously, throughout the country, but none of them are really truly like ours. None of them have the Sundial Bridge. None of them have Turtle Bay Museum. And, you know, the region and that area of the Botanical Gardens has its native plants that really add to it. So it's different than going to a theme park or that kind of thing. This is a really natural landscape that has, you know, this world-class displays in it. It's just, it's a really unique experience.
Fantastic. And I challenge you, Liam, to bring us out with Christmas music while you're looking for something Christmassy.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. And finally, let's talk about the fact that it was a big investment to be able to have the fortitude to buy the lights. So that's they're right. Not like you bought the lights, Turtle Bay, and that it's done so well that you basically have almost covered all of it.
Right, yeah. I mean, when it was originally, the idea came up, the gardens didn't even have electricity, and the paths weren't ready. And so there was a huge infrastructure project. And so when the city of Reading invested into the project, and then we got presenting sponsors, Mercy Medical Reading is our presenting sponsor last year and this year. And then we have, other donations from other businesses to really help with that infrastructure. And we had to build a huge storage, a 5,000-foot storage unit just to hold all this stuff. So it was a huge investment, huge time investment with our staff, and it's all worth it. I think it's really evident when you experience it, the high quality of lights. And there's traditional Christmas elements to it, but there's also just things about animals. There's lizards. There's things that are transcending going beyond just Christmas. So
exactly.
Yeah. So the igloo, it's there's
little
just
Alice
so many
in Wonderland.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right.
All right. So thank you so much. We're going to be giving tickets away in just a moment. We're going to do a family pack of four. So stay tuned, and thank you so much for joining us on North State Now. This is Linda Bott. We're back with some special guests here tonight on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Liam, it's the first time here in November we're going to be listening to Christmas music on the radio.
Hey,
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Redding Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
with Santa after he's dropped off the toys. Stockings are full and the Yule fire is burning. There's mistletoe magic while the whole world keeps turning. I'm having martinis with Santa, shaking one olive, not two. Let the snowy world miss us as we make our Christmas and all of our dreams come true.
And welcome back to our evening edition here of North State Now. This is Linda Bott. I had to just play that for you. You know, we're going to be going into the holidays, and we are in the holidays now. And that's a song that I wrote with my good friend Cam King, Charles King, who is a fantastic songwriter, musician, guitar player, producer. And we actually did a lot of work and a lot of songwriting in Nashville from 96 to 2000. But that is something that we recorded, or actually I recorded that, and Cam and I wrote that over the phone in probably, 2008. Because in 2009, I did a concert at the Cascade Theater called Martinis with Santa. So it only seemed appropriate that when I came out with another CD project, that was recorded in 2016 here in Reading, and the players were Bernie Baker on guitar and Bruce Kalin on bass. And, of course, I want to spend the rest of this evening talking about Bernie Baker, who, our late great Bernie Baker, who passed away in October. And I had the great privilege of playing alongside with Bernie on several projects. We did about a year, I don't know, almost a year it seems, maybe 2 years, where we did so many brunch, jazz brunches. And at View 202, he also did a special guest, where we would come in and do special guest appearances on some shows that I did with Lady Bott in the Bluebirds, when I would either do something at Wind River in the lounge or at the Cascade Theater. Bernie was always somebody who I went to for advice. And how many people that are listening here did not, if you're from this area, ever, if you needed something musically, went into Bernie's guitar shop, which it was Bernie's guitar. And this is where whenever I did any kind of shows, I rehearsed my and our bands would rehearse at the, it's also the Music Connection now, but in the back there where there would be rehearsal rooms and Bernie. So Bernie, Bruce, and I had all of these gigs, and we decided that we were going to, we were doing, the jazz. I was doing Thursday night, where I would do, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. Then I would do the Sunday, jazz gigs. And what we did 2 days in a row is we went in and we recorded our show. We did our, we did these live. So the music was live. It was Bruce and Bernie. And I did the vocals. And then I kind of came in afterwards. It was after, hours, with Bruce Tarragon. And, I went in and tried to work on vocals and redid some of the vocals, but a lot of them just kind of stayed in a really natural process, and that's something that we did. And I loved Bernie's feel. Bernie had this great, calm about him. He was the guy over here, sat on a stool, and just have these magic that would come out of this real calm knowingness with that little grin on his face. And Bruce and Bernie communicated without ever looking at each other. They just knew what to do, what chord changes to make. And we became this little unit that I really miss and love. And so when I heard about Bernie's passing, I had a gig later, like, I don't know, it's a few weeks back, and Bruce was there, and he said that Jeff Jones, who is a wonderful saxophonist as well and played on some of my former projects as well, went to see Bernie. And so I just, we all have a heart for Bernie. It's a great loss in this community, I'm sure, for his family, his wife Georgie, and his family. They're just lovely people. And I also think about Stephanie Foose, because Stephanie Foose is a wonderful vocalist, and she was young and upcoming. Oh, how many years back? Let me see, 14 years ago, 13 years ago. And Bernie took a real shine and championed her. And this is something I was talking about earlier with Lizzie Stockson about how important it is as a mentor to help people grow. And Stephanie, I saw that relationship with Stephanie as she was singing and Bernie would play for her. And she became the songbird. And so I know that I missed the celebration of life that happened not too long ago at Old City Hall. I wasn't feeling so hot that night. And I just, you know, we're in times right now that if, you know, if you're feeling funky, don't go out because you don't know, maybe you might be carrying something. And I just, it was one of those things. So I made a vow that I would want to take the last part of my show here tonight and really talk about Bernie Baker. And I'm sure there's so many people who have stories of Bernie Baker. You know, in his obituary, longtime owner of Bernie's Guitar, he was, again, it talks about the mentor, a musician's musician. It's true. He also was a piano tuner. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever known piano tuners, but that's a whole bag of tricks, and that's a whole thing in its own to be able to go in and tune somebody's piano. Have you ever seen somebody do that? It is such, that is a gift. It's a true gift. So when you hear the sound of Chet Atkins, if you've ever been a fan of Chet Atkins, who definitely has, he had his own, he created his own sound. And so there's some similarities with the feel of that Chet Atkins sound and that vibe that Bernie has as well. And so obviously Chet Atkins was a very big, Bernie loved Chet Atkins. He gave guitar lessons and came to California early 70s following his service in, thank you very much, United States Navy, where he was stationed at Guantanamo, Cuba, as a member of the military band. In 73, he opened Bernie's Guitar Shop, featuring selections of strings, brass, and keyboard instruments. And that was what's really cool. They had this rehearsal area in the back of Bernie's Guitar where all the pianos were, and you could go try the strings. You could try so you could hear how things sounded and how they felt. And I loved that he offered that when he wasn't playing a gig with me, let us go back there and, like I said, use this space. And that's the kind of player, and everybody I know that ever played any kind of music in this town revered Bernie Baker. So let's go into another song that would have been off of this album project, where it was just Bernie, Bruce, and me. And again, at Bruce, after hours. That was a really fun project. We just left the jazz gig at U202 and headed to the studio and spent like the day recording the music. So let's hit this next track. I think it's, is this number three? All right. Here's the opening song, the opening song from our CD.
Just me. Let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and coo. Just us, just we. I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination, just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful you.
And that was Bernie Baker on guitar, the one and only, Bruce Kalin on bass, and yours truly, excuse me, from the album Till There Was You, recorded at after hours recording session with Bruce Turgon. Wonderful project, and I so much appreciate it. I'll never forget when I did all those jazz gigs. I would show up early, and Bruce would come down. I think he lives in Round Mountain, and Bernie would come, and he'd have this little PA system, and we got this great sound just sitting out there, and I loved being out on the patio, View 202. Just something about being on the water. It was peaceful. I looked forward to it. It was like a two-hour gig. I didn't care. People talked and drank. It was like we're just to celebrate our music and being here in this moment in Reading. And Bernie was just such a pro. He'd always show up. He was always just, you know, this clean presentation of somebody who was just a great guy, a family man, loved his wife, came in, knew the material, was just very, very special. And if those of you who knew Bernie know what I'm talking about. Now, Liam's at the helm. Liam, you have a story in your music life with about Bernie.
I do. So I met my best friend outside one of the practice rooms in Music Connection. But I didn't... So, like, I walked out. I walked out of my my drum lesson, and I saw him there. And, like, we made eye contact, and we talked. And then I didn't see him all summer. And then I went to Foothill and met him there at, like, Foothill. And so then we just hit it off and jammed together. But, yeah, I mean, like, I never knew Bernie personally, but he set in place, like, a system here locally for me, you know, and for people my age to be able to, like, learn music.
Fantastic. So. And did you ever get a chance to, like, hear him play?
I did, yeah.
Like, I mean, he just had his own...
His tone's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, just amazing tone. A jazzer.
I mean,
he's a jazzer, you know?
Yeah, and when you watched his fingers and you just knew that, you know, he sometimes, like when we did these songs enough that... We ended up having an arrangement without having an arrangement.
Yeah.
And it would be da-da-da-da-da, you know, their turnarounds and that kind of thing. But it just, there was a groove that happened between Bernie and Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the blessing of being in the middle of those two and just enjoying the fact that we got, I don't know, maybe it was 60, I'm 50, mm-hmm. I think it's either 50. I never counted how many, but it had to be close to 50. My husband and I were talking about it the other day. How many gigs do you think I did with Bernie? 50? Something like that. So it's great to hear that. Now, if you're in the Christmas spirit, because we think about those great people that went, have gone before us. And, you know, when we look at where we're living, like, we're alive right now. What are we doing to celebrate our life? Or what are we being positive, people and, reaching out, doing random acts of kindness, and, you know, like helping mentor. And so I think about the Garden of Lights, and of course we had Seth on earlier, and I've got tickets for that because I think that's something fun to be able to share a greatness of music and creativity and the feeling of togetherness and celebrating a community. So I do want to give tickets away tonight for Reading Garden of Light. So give me a call. And these tickets are good from November 18th to January 8th. These are golden, folks, because they're good for any night, too. Two tickets. And that would be for any age. So give me a call at 605-4567 here on North State Now. This is Linda Bott. I'd love to have you have those tickets for yourself, to give them as a present, to give them to a neighbor. Take somebody, you know, to Garden of Lights. And hear that wonderful music as well. Now, I want to thank my sponsors because, and we're going to go out with one of the songs from the album as well that was called Till There Was You. And I thank so many sponsors for the show tonight, which would be the Reading Civic. Go to readingcivic.com and find out some of the local shows that are coming through. Great acts. Of course, we've got the Cascade Christmas and... that's happening as well, and all the wonderful theater that we've got with Axiom, and we thank Carlene's, and we thank, I mean, we have so many people to thank, so I can go on and on and on, but let's go out with this song, and thank you, Liam. Thank you for joining me. Have a beautiful holiday season. I'll see you here in December, and God bless Bernie Baker and his family.
But I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. And there was music, and there were wonders.